Welcome, 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 welcome. So I am driving today. Just dropping my daughter off at her grandma's house. So I only have one shot at this. If I miss, then I'll have to redo the whole thing. It's gonna be on microwake back to beds. Microwake back to bed. I wouldn't say it's something I invented. I handed her something with a monkey on it. She thought it was amazing. So that's why she's doing the monkey noise. If you can hear it, I don't know how much you can hear, as I've said before. I've listened back, but sometimes I can hear stuff I could have sworn you guys wouldn't hear. Sometimes you guys can't hear stuff I could have sworn you would hear. Yesterday's stuff was all done before my thing with Sinister, so I'm going to talk about my thing with Sinister now, with Dez. That is probably going to be something that you guys are going to be seeing more and more. Me and Dez doing some podcasts. And sorry about yesterday. I know I was eating for a part of it. I was just so hungry and I needed to eat. And I know I could have, like, redone it or something like that, but I really liked all of it except for the parts that I was eating. So my idea for that is that as long as y'all are getting the information, it doesn't have to sound amazing because you guys seem to enjoy it as long as I'm talking for some reason. I don't understand. Y'all are crazy. Anyways, so micro wake back to bed. The idea for this is just a shorter wake back to bed at the end of your REM period. And there's a couple of reasons why I believe it works, and different things that I do, and different things that I will do at different times, depending on situation. So, a microwake back to bed is like a wake back to bed by Stephen LaBerge's terms is like 90 minutes long. And like, there's no way I am spending that much time, right? That's like an hour and a half that more that I would have to sleep, or like, I mean, I guess I could go and get stuff done for 90 minutes, but it's hard to get back to sleep after being up for 90 minutes. It's like almost like starting the day over. So I only ever do a long wake back to bed like that if I if my kids wake up and I have to take them somewhere. But most of the time they wake up for 4 hours or so, and then I just take a nap whenever they take a nap. So not quite the same thing. Naps are different than wake back to beds. Guy driving on the wrong side of the road because that place is actually ridiculously confusing. Like, I've seen a bunch of people drive on the wrong side of the road there because it's just terrible. Like, it's not like people are idiots, which they are. It's like, it's just the worst possible idea of how to set up a road. So, anyways, the microwave back to bed. So usually what I do, I'll just go through a few different nights and tell you the differences of what happened. So, last night, for instance, I, baby's at home, Asana. So, for instance, whenever I have a microwave back to bed, last night, I went to bed at like 4 o'clock in the morning because I, got off work late. I couldn't get to sleep, so I just got up, watched some TV, ate, and, then went back to sleep. Now, usually whenever I started going to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning was like death. There's no way I'm getting a lucid dream because I'm not aware or anything. But after learning microwave back to beds, basically what happens is you sleep and then you will wake up kind of like naturally, because I do the natural wake up thing. And instead of having a set time to wake up, I just wake up whenever I'm well rested-ish, you know? Like I'm at the point that I think I'm going to be at. Like, so I woke up at around 8 o'clock. And so when I woke up at 8 o'clock, I felt a lot better. I tapped a few dreams up, and then I went back to sleep. And now this time, even though I went to bed late, I'm well rested now, and now I'm going back to sleep. And this is only one microwave back to bed for tonight because I went to bed so late. So yeah, if you go to bed late or if you have a bad sleep schedule, you're going to get less of them in. But it's still good to do at least one at night because it kind of resets from there your intent. Your intent is really low, and your awareness for all that stuff is just really hard to get through whenever you're tired. So you want to have a point. If you're super tired, don't like give up on the night, but just try to make sure you're going to wake up at least once so you can try hard then. And I've heard so many people say that they try to do microwave back to beds, or they try to do wake back to beds, and they can't force themselves to get up, or they can't force themselves to write down their dreams. They're just too tired. Quit being a wimp. That's really all it is you have absolutely no self-control. You can't do anything you don't want to do. It's just kind of harsh, but it's what you need. So, as I said before, you're going to do what you want to do. It's okay, Lasana. We're going to be there in a minute. I can't really do much for you. Yeah, we're going to go see Nana. So, basically, if you are literally too tired to get up out of bed, which you wouldn't be too tired if you were getting up to go to work. And so that kind of shows you where your wants are. Not your needs, because your needs are not like what's being decided here. It's what you want. Now, obviously, you want your needs, which is like going to work and eating and stuff like that. But your wants, you want to be able to throw your wants over everything. If you really, really wanted to get up, you would get up. Oh man, now the word want sounds really weird. So, if you can't get up for a wake back to bed, then you don't care enough about lucid dreaming, so you should probably just give up now. I would rather you not give up. I would rather you care enough to get up. And generally, if you can't get up and you're that tired, it's probably because you didn't go to bed at the right enough time and you set an alarm instead of waking up naturally. If you do use the P method, you always have to get up. Generally when I go to bed, at a point right before I have to go feel like I have to pee. So that when at that time I will then have to pee like a few minutes after I go to bed, and then at my earliest convenience I will wake up and have to pee really bad. That's if I am not well rested, like I wasn't last night. And I didn't pee the bed, and I haven't peed the bed since I was like 7. Yes, I said 7. It was once, okay. I actually remember the dream that I had for it, but that's completely neither. That is not anything that we need to talk about. So that's what I did last night. I drank water so that I would make sure that I woke up, because I couldn't do it pure on intent because my intent was low because I didn't have much sleep. The night before, let's go to a couple of nights ago whenever I had that super long, epic, awesome lucid dream. I had woken up 3 or 4 times throughout the night. And generally when you do that, you get a feel for your dreams for the night. Your awareness keeps rising with every waking. Now, whenever I do a wake back to bed, I'll wake up, I'll quickly jot down my dreams, and I'll decide right then, do I need to go to the bathroom? Do I need to stay up a little bit longer? Am I too tired for this? Now, here's the thing. I will stay up to the point, not all the way to the point where I think that any longer would be bad for me, right? Because if I do that, then I would hit it very often. So I usually go not even close to that point. I'm usually, I'm not super, super tired, so I'm gonna go back to sleep. Now, on the last thing of the night, right? Like, say it's like 6 o'clock and you're getting up at 8, or say it's like 5 o'clock and you're getting up at 6 or something like that. I will stay up for 15 minutes and wake up and actually get up and around, because I find that early in the morning it's really easy to go back to sleep. So I'll get really, really awake and then I'll go back to sleep, because when I do that, it's a higher chance of being aware in the dream, but it's also a higher chance of not being able to go back to sleep. And I do think that the two are kind of semi-linked. I do think that insomnia is kind of linked with how hard you're trying at lucid dreaming at times, or how awake you are can help your awareness in a dream. So, as I said before, Stephen LaBerge says never go to sleep tired, so that includes your wake back to beds. If you're tired, wake yourself up and then go back to sleep, which sounds stupid, but it helps a lot. And with Wild, as I've said before, whenever I'm trying 4 or 5 times a night, I'm getting way more tries than you people that are just doing one wake back to bed. And with Wild, you do have to kind of push that limit of how far you need to be awake versus not being able to go back to sleep. So then let's say I have another night. I'm not trying to wild. I had 3 lucid dreams yesterday and I'm just going to go back to sleep tonight, right? I only had 1 lucid dream yesterday, but this is the idea. Actually, let's just go with last night. I'm well rested. I've had plenty of sleep. Tonight I'm going to go to bed. I have a youth group coming over, so they're going to be leaving at about 9. I'll probably watch a movie with my wife or something, go to bed midnight at latest. and I have to get up at 8 or 7:45 or so to get to church. So I have a good sleep schedule. I'm probably still going to drink water because I'm not like, usually I don't drink water when I'm like weeks into good lucid dreaming, which has not been for like months. So I've been using water for months just because I don't want to use my intent for waking up. I want to use my intent for lucid dreaming, if that makes sense. So tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I did that song yesterday or the day before yesterday. So tonight. Tonight's the night. There we go. So tonight I'm just going to go to bed. I have a lot to drink. I'm probably going to, during the movie, about the last 30 minutes or so, I'll grab a 32 ounce and start drinking it. Because drinking 32 ounces straight is really hard, especially of water, because water is eh. So I will drink that. I'll finish it by the time I go to bed. If I need to pee a little bit, I will go pee before I go to bed and then make sure I drink a little bit more water to top it off. I'll wake up, might not have to go to pee the first time I wake up. I will jot down some dreams and, probably not even wake up myself completely. Just jot down the dreams, go back to sleep. And then I'll wake up again, I'll jot down the dreams and go back to sleep. Wake up again, jot down. And then because I jot my dreams down on my phone, whenever I wake up that last time, I will see it's like 6 o'clock or something like that. And I will make sure that at least that time I get up and go to the bathroom, because the light will wake me up a bit, get me all up and about and everything, and start. Probably going to take 15 minutes. I'll probably check my phone games, check dream views real fast, and then I will go to sleep. And there's really something to be said about every single time you go to sleep trying to lucid dream. Now, I think that's something that naturals really have. Because I think that's one of the things that makes naturals, is because they try every single time they go to sleep, because, you know, that's just what they do. We are so stressed out by random things and blah, 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 that it's hard to do it every time we go to sleep. It's just something they do. And it's like, I'm going to sleep now. And when I sleep, I do this. So when you go to sleep, I don't want you to be thinking, I'm going to sleep and hoping I lucid dream. I just want you to be thinking, I am going to have a lucid dream. Like, that is what I am doing. That is why you're there. That's why you go to sleep most nights. I would sleep 4 hours a night if it wasn't for lucid dreaming. So I'm spending 4 hours a day that I would normally have instead of that. So I'm putting that much time into it. I better have the right attitude for it. That's my idea with wake back to beds, is you gotta still be able to put the intent. So wake up enough that you can put the intent in without waking yourself up so much that you can't go back to sleep. And generally, as I'm falling asleep, I will feel out wild or dialed as I'm doing that. If I'm feeling wild, I will go for it. If I'm feeling dialed, I'll just go back to sleep. And I've talked before about the sensations for wild and the feelings for dialed and all that great stuff. So that's not something I'm talking about. So if you want to like cross-reference this one with that one, you can see how it's a little bit of what my technique involves. And I think that's, I don't know if it's like, I don't know, whenever I look at all of the techniques and everything of how to do wild and dialed and everything like that, I feel like my technique is the only one that makes sense to do. But then I see other people that don't do it and still have lucid dreams. So it's like, wait a minute, I thought I was the only one. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Generally, you do see people that have high recall do wake up after every dream. It's just because they're so present in their dream. So that's something, if you guys aren't waking up at all, you just go to bed and you wake up at 8 o'clock and then you're looking around, you're trying to remember your dreams. You're like, why don't I remember my dreams? It's like, because you don't wake up throughout the night. Either interrupting your REM or waking up at the end of your REM, which waking up at the end of your REM, I don't think that it's something that you actually do through intent most of the time. I think it's just something because you're aware in your dream, you're present in your dream. Like, you know how you always wake up? Like, I mean, at the end of a lucid dream, you wake up. It makes perfect sense. If you're that present in your dreams, then you will remember your wake up because you're so present in them. And a lot of people say that you're that present in dreams, you just don't recall being that present. I don't agree, because I've had dreams, I've had lucid dreams that I have perfect memory of it, and I don't have that much presence in it. I had a dream the other day that I was in third person, a lucid dream. I was in third person, and I was trying to get, like, trying to stop and say I'm dreaming, but my guy wouldn't say it. Like, I wouldn't say it. And so I had to like slow down all of my thought processes and everything I could and use as much dream control as I possibly could to get him to slow down and say, I'm dreaming. And as soon as he did, it switched me over to first person. That dream was not very aware. I was not very present in it. I'm dreaming, slow down, and then dream goals. Like, that's my stuff. That slow down is very important. But anyways, that's in dream. We're talking about out of dream today. So that's just stuff I do with wake back to bed. I honestly, waking up and going to sleep, I know a lot of people say that it puts a tax on them and they can't do it every night. And so I would try to find however many you can do per night. And if you're waking up at the end of your REM because of being aware in a dream or because of having to go to the bathroom, generally I don't feel like that puts any pressure on you. I don't feel like it takes any intent or anything like that. It just takes you to, it just makes it to where you have better recall and you don't have to try as hard. And I'm doing a dream journal now. I don't usually dream journal. My audio dream journal I'm doing now. So this has had pretty positive effect. Dream journaling is always good. And it's not just good because you're writing down your dreams. It's good because you're going through them and thinking about them. And you forget everything you don't take the time to remember. So take the time. I usually just take the time to remember it while I'm doing all of my visuals and stuff like that. So adding this has helped a lot because it's visualizing it again and going through it again. So, all right, I will talk to you later. He went like 16 minutes every time, but you guys say you don't care. So y'all did say 15 to 20 minutes, but I don't know. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.